Britain is free for the taking. In 410 AD, Blandford was probably no more than a few thatched huts and small vegetable plots on the downs with well-worn tracks across the countryside. The Romans had left, and in the power vacuum, little kingdoms sprang up under provincial leaders who were constantly at war with each other. On the continent, the warmer climate had expanded populations, but melting ice caps increased flooding in low-lying areas of Denmark, Belgium, Holland, and North Germany, squeezing people out of once habitable farmland. For over 4,000 years, visitors from the continent had traded with Britain, and some of them, such as Jutes, Angles, Frisians, and Saxons, had settled peaceably. But without the Roman military presence, a few bands of thugs began to attack and take over British settlements, unopposed by the warring kings, who were too preoccupied with their own power struggles. Then came the invasion. What we call the Dark Ages are briefly illuminated by the writings of religious men. Gildas was a British monk who witnessed atrocities by real warlords like the legendary Horsa and Hengist, and wrote an emotional account of the brutal Saxon land grab. He blamed the Romans for having left the country undefended, the warring British